Nan Mundy came to the podium with a map marked with several yellow spaces. The Fairview resident and economic consultant pointed out the number of properties, structures, and groups already supporting chronic inebriates in the neighborhood.
It's not this new project, but it's the cumulative impact of that project on top of everything else that's already in the neighborhood. And you have to leave us the tools for economic development, and I think you're slowly taking them away.
Mundy said turning the former Red Roof Lodge into the Carluck Manor to house 41 long-time treatment-resistant homeless alcoholics would strike a big blow to Fairview's attempts to revitalize itself. Funded by about $3.5 million in grants, RuralCap, a nonprofit agency, wants to operate the manor using a Seattle Housing First project as its model. The Seattle project, known as 1811 East Lake, allows drinking under controlled situations and has enjoyed some success. Its premise is that with housing taken care of, chronic inebriates are more apt to try to improve their situations. The president of the Fairview Community Council, Sharon Chamard, said it was not the concept the council protested, but the location.
1811 East Lake is sort of held up as the gold standard. So how does RuralCap's plan compare to that? First of all, the location is a very significant difference. 1811 East Lake is located in a fairly well-off commercial district. It's 3 miles away from the main inebriate gathering spot in Seattle, Pioneer Square. The Carluck Manor location, however, is less than a mile away from 13th and Gamble, which is Anchorage's main gathering spot for inebriates.
Chamard also said the manor would lack a full roster of on-premise agency support. Others pointed to the heavy traffic by the former motel. Many spoke of the already existing neighborhood problems of garbage, feces, and confrontations with street people. They said Carluck Manor would only increase their numbers. Karen Gustafson lives about a block from the proposed Housing First project. She said the testimony of those opposing the manor shows it's not really a case of attracting more inebriates. They're already in Fairview. Gustafson says the question is how to help them, because something has to be done. She told of an incident outside her home during an early morning snowfall.
If I hadn't heard them, if I hadn't actually been there, I wouldn't. He would have been buried dead by the morning. The problem is there already. Carluck Manor is a serious, carefully thought-out way to try and deal with it. It's a start. It's a good start. And we need something.
In a little more than a year, over 20 alcoholics associated with street life have died in Anchorage's parks, woods, greenbelts, and streets. Many of those who spoke in favor represented agencies and churches. Some were private citizens. A few supported the project with their own recovery efforts.
My name is Geraldine Mayer. Carluck Manor Project could and would work if people thought of it as helping the drinking people off the streets and maybe plant a seed to show them that there's a better way of life than drinking. A more positive outlook of the Manor Project should be taken.
Good evening. I'm Randall Lorraine. Having been homeless myself for a number of years, I've witnessed and felt much of the pain and sorrow people endure, loneliness, being robbed, beat up, cold, and sick, just to name a few. Many seem to have given up hope for a better way of life. It gets to a point where it's easier to get a bottle and escape than deal with the reality of their own situations.
With over 4 hours of testimony, the Planning and Zoning Commission did not debate nor vote on its advisory position to the Anchorage Assembly on the special permit that would allow Carluck Manor in Fairview. The commission takes up the matter again on August 9th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.